is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Kia, the new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed.
Stuff, sorry I don't fit.
Yeah, you will. You'll fit.
Stuff, I promise I can't get my shoulder through.
You don't have to promise me. Just keep moving. You've got to move. Come on. Come on.
Oh, Stuff, it's my shoulder. I can't.
Take the can't and turn it to can, because you can do it.
I think that was the moment last night, lads, on SAS Australia, that the whole of Australia was holding their breath, literally, like, that is one of my greatest fears. I don't know about you boys.
I was claustrophobic watching it.
Oh, it was frightening. Let's talk to the man who got stuck in the hole. Of course, Rabbitohs legend. And I'm not going to bring him on without playing this. Sing it, Sammy. How good is it? Sam Burgess, welcome to Sports Day.
Glory, glory. Good evening, fellas. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Really well, Sammy, and loving the first two nights of SAS. And that last night, that was harrowing. Can I just ask, first and foremost, the show itself, it's how long did it take you to agree to participate in the show like that? Or was it an easy decision?
I enjoyed watching the show the first season here, but I've seen a few of the seasons back over in the UK as well. But so I was a big fan. I was reluctant to join on at the start because of my body, my shoulder. I was worried about my shoulder. I just thought the opportunity was too good to pass up. And I'll obviously test myself. I love that environment. So it's like I said, once we got a contract there that was I was happy with, signed the deal.
Was it the competitive nature? You say you like that sort of stuff and you're always such a great competitor on the field. Was it about finding something else competitive now? You know, we all struggle post-career. Was it about finding something that's got that competitive approach as well?
Yeah, well, I think for me, I really did miss football a lot more than I expected. I didn't think it would leave such a hole in my life. So I wasn't coaching at the time due to circumstance. So for me, it was just about challenging myself, being in that environment that's competitive, that pushes you to the limit. You sort of redlined there for almost 2 weeks. So it was just a great opportunity. Also, some of the lessons you learn, you know, with other people and about other people as well, so valuable, and managing different personalities. I've been a part of teams with different personalities. It was a really fantastic experience. I mean, hard, yes, but certainly take a lot from it by the end of it.
Mm. Sam, when did you realise just how full on it was? Was it when you got tear gassed, or was it having to use the toilets in front of everyone, or the lack of sleep? What was it?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, I'd been on a few army camps. We simulated them with football teams over the years. Pretty common practice now. I know how seriously the two commando boys and SAS guys that I've been with before take it, so I knew going in that it wasn't a joke. But straight away from the start, we were hooded, we were tear gassed, stripped naked, and then had to climb up a helicopter. So it's pretty real introduction. Then you're sleeping with mice, limited sleep, limited food. I think you saw last night I was eating everyone else's dinner by night too, so you know, the food was a big thing for me during the show.
When you're watching it back, are you learning stuff? I'm assuming you've watched the first couple of episodes, but are you learning stuff about other competitors that you didn't realise during the show?
Yeah, well, I think what that is, you see their vantage point, you see how they dealt with it, how they sort of went through certain situations. I mean, as it goes as well, we get into some team events which are pretty good. And you learn a lot then more about your teammates. It's more individual, I would say, the first 2 or 3 days, and then after that, there's a few team things which I really enjoyed. So, you know, learning all the time, certainly.
Now, we've asked
I think what you learn from more is you learn how they speak to the other contestants or recruits as well. Some of the messaging and some of their mindset and how they deliver it, it's wisdom, right? The smart guys have been all over the world, experienced a lot of life. you know, and the words are, when you listen to them and break down what they're saying, it's some great life advice for everyone, really.
In sport, we have coaches, don't we, that like to get their point across in that way, get in your face and yell or whatever it may be. Were you used to that? Have you had some coaches in your time that have laid down the law in that way?
Yeah, I've got three brothers who grew up in a heavily male-dominated sport in a hostile environment. The coach is pretty good. We have some hot conversations on and off the field. So, yeah, it was nothing new, not new territory there for me. But I can imagine for some recruits, it would have been a confronting situation to be in. And they didn't hold back. I think you've seen the DS, they don't hold back. But it's all for a reason and for good measure, I think, as well. It's all part of the show.
Now, that leads me to my next question, seeing you mentioned your brothers. Now, I could ask you what player you played with or against would go well at SAS, but I'm going to say to you, ask you, which brother, Tom, George or Luke, would hand in their number the quickest?
Oh, you know what? I don't think they would. I mean, none of my brothers would hand in their number. I know that they'd either have to be forced out somewhere or another. But I don't think they'd hand in. It's like, you know, when we used to wrestle, they would never tap out. They would always go to failure. So it's like I think that's what it'd be like on the show for them. So it just becomes sort of the way you're conditioned after playing professional sport for so long.
Yeah, take us through that tunnel. That was, for me, that was harrowing. I was dead set. I was sitting there on the lounge next to my wife. I'm going, I'm claustrophobic, just watching it. How long did it actually take? Close to an hour? And was it as tough as it looked?
I thought I was in there for longer. I thought I was in there for about 80 minutes, an hour and 20. And, you know, when you first got in the tunnel, the first sort of 5 or 6 meters weren't too tight. So you get in there and it shrunk like half in size, and I physically didn't think I would fit through. I tried 4 or 5 different ways to get through that next bit. I couldn't get through, and my shoulder is quite restrictive in its mobility, so I was stumped for a while. I was panicking, which is not like me, but Ant said to me, well, where are you going to go? You're going to go backwards. And as soon as he said that, I thought there's only one way for me to go, and that's through and forwards through this tunnel. I still now struggle to figure out how I made it through or what got me through there, but it was probably the most challenging thing mentally and physically that I probably did on the course.
Did you laugh watching it back like I did last night? I think the last one that went through, well, certainly on the show last night, was a girl about a quarter of your size. She got halfway in and she said, I can't fit. I can't.
Yeah, well, I know. It's kind of funny, isn't it? Because she would generally feel that as well. But I remember when I came through the tunnel and I went to join the rest of the recruits who'd been through it, they were all sort of saying, how on earth did you get through that? You know, because they obviously had the same experience. And I think regardless of your size or shape, the tunnel was tight and uncompromising either way. But for me, it was just... I was probably twice the size of everyone on the show. It was a tight squeeze. It really was.
Now, we've asked some of the listeners to send in a couple of questions, Sammy, and was from Carringbar. And this is to confirm something I've been saying the last couple of weeks preparing for the show. I heard a rumour that Big Sammy lost it and clashed with one of these staff on SAS. Can you confirm or deny this?
Well, I can talk a bit about this because Ant's spoken about it somewhere else. And there is a bit of truth to the story. Also a bit of GST, which is always is always great on a story as well. So never let the truth get in the way of a good story. But there is a bit of truth there, but it wasn't one of the four senior PS. It was, you know, they bring in another team of ex-soldiers or military, and they're part of the team. And, we clashed. It was a do-or-die situation, and... I'm not sure if it's going to get aired. I'm not sure if it will be shown, but it's a great story to be told probably after the show.
Yeah, I can't wait. Now, I went to school with Pete Murray. We've known each other over 30 years. He's a great guy, Pete Murray, very quiet. But in relation to all the contestants, is there anyone that surprised you?
I think on a daily basis, you do generally get surprised by the contestants because, you know, we're asked to do a lot and you put in some uncomfortable positions. But, I mean, a lot, you said Pete Murray. Yeah, Pete's a great guy. Such a great guy. But, you know, some of the women were fantastic. I mean, Bonnie Anderson, she was really capable, really brilliant in the challenges. But Yana Pittman probably... you know, she's such an unbelievable woman, you know. Fantastic career, fantastic achievements, and, you know, just a wonderful person on top of that. But, you know, I made some great relationships and friendships that, you know, to this day are still pretty strong. Like I said, it was fantastic for a lot of reasons.
Were you shocked that the super fit Brent Edelston didn't last as long?
Well, I was surprised she did that well.
I'm surprised you middle of the show.
It's look, where she got to, it actually was a very hard day, you know. She'd actually done quite a lot in the day, but it's it doesn't really do it justice because you know, we've been running around with someone, which is a shock, and in and out of helicopters, tear gas, you're getting nude in front of everyone, you know. There was a lot to sort of deal with in that first 12 hours, and you know, so she must be commended for it, and even to be brave enough to get on the show, it's a pretty brave thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Did you actually catch up on sleep along the way at all? Is it just the whole time there, just you're sleep deprived there, giving you, you know, as you said, sleeping with mice and not for very long? Is it full on the whole time, the whole couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's full on. There's no letdown. You know, you're broken sleep the whole time. You know, it's. I mean, my stretcher bed, my feet. Were off the end, my neck was off the other end, and my shoulders were off either side. You know, that's the truth. But, you know, it would fit a smaller than average person on there, and I'm probably a bit bigger than average. And then, you know, travelling to and from, you try and get bits of broken sleep here and there. But once you start, it's not over until you say stop or it's the end of the show.
Mm. Hey, boys.
It's relentless.
Boys, with the bunnies in the prelims, can we start talking about footy now?
I was going to say that to Samuel.
Come on.
Yeah, what are you loving about the bunnies?
I was going to say, come on.
You're loving it. You're loving
what's
you're
not to love?
Yeah.
What's not to love? How good were the bunnies last week?
Yes.
I tell you, when you start playing Glory Glory and I'm on the phone court, and I got so pumped. It's like running out to go play a game. That's the music we used to listen to. So, yeah, they were so brilliant, weren't they, last week? I mean, so fun. Against all the odds, I mean, the theatre with Wayne and Ivan Cleary, that's Wayne's world, you know, he loves that. He's a master of it, and the players responded. It was a great game of footy, so it's, you know, the thing is, you've just got to do it again now in 10 days' time.
Sammy, can you see the planets starting to align? You know, there was that emotional win with you in 2014, and you could see the planets starting to align, and now this year you've got Wayne finishing up. You've got, you know, one of South's favourite sons for many, many years, and Adam Reynolds leaving as well. They're all, everything's starting to work into place for what would be a potential grand final appearance.
Yeah, they certainly are. But, you know, with that, it's so, you can't get too carried away as a player because that doesn't do the job for you when you cross the white line. You know, you have to do the job. You have to make the tackles, execute the plays. So the stars are aligning, but the bottom line is the boys have got to go and do the job. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything from last week's to go by, they're in great shape. They're confident. They're happy together. Yeah, you know, I must give Adam Reynolds a rap. You know, what a season he's had. You know, he could have gone either way with the contract negotiations and, you know, then him moving away. But he's just handled it really well. He's captained the team superbly well. He's been playing brilliant football. And, you know, the players have been responding to him. Cody Walker, just been so great. You know, Cameron Murray, the glue of the forward pack there. And, you know, sadly Latrell's not there, but he's been brilliant around the team, I've heard. So, you know, they've got all the ingredients there. It's now just putting it together and making it work on the day.
And of course, Sam, I know you're close to Wayne. He and you mentioned him before, but finals, he's just got this incredible calmness about him that rubs off on his side, isn't he?
Yeah, it's really hard to explain, Wayne, because I don't know what it is about him that's so special, but he is. He connects with his players, and you know, they understand him, and the players understand what Wayne wants from them. And in turn, Wayne understands what the players need, and it's just he just manages to say the right things and press the right buttons at the right time of the year. You know, he's such a brilliant man. The players playing underneath him are extremely lucky, and again, lucky to have him involved. And he's just such a great man. You know, he's very passionate about the game, and he loves winning. You know, and he's done that time and time again through three or four different eras of football. It's pretty astounding.
Mm.
Now, Sammy, we have got another text here before we let you go. It's from Toronto Rod. He said he wants to see you and your brothers do the block on TV.
Yeah, well, that'd be good because the twins can't hold a screwdriver. They don't know what they're doing with a screwdriver. I'm not very handy. So it might not be very good, but, I mean, listen, we could train them. You don't know. We could do it.
All right, Sam, it's been wonderful to have you on the show tonight. SAS Australia continues tonight, 7.30, and next week, Monday to Wednesday, 7.30 on Channel 7 and 7+. Sammy, one more time, mate. Sing it loud.
Thanks, Sammy.
Please, you too. Stop
it. Boys.
Thank you very much.
See you, mate.
Have a good night.
Glory to
Sammy. Come on.
Glory, glory to
Sammy. Righto, Woogie.
No, I like it.
Come on.
How good's that?
Yeah, I've told
you Woogie, we've got a lot of Roosters
Woogie,
fans.
Woogie, I told you last night off air that if South City make the grand final, I'll get my dad to get on, come on and actually sing. He loves singing the South Sydney team song.
He's a good singer, Sats.
He's got a beautiful voice, my dad. Yes. I'll get him to come on and sing the song.
How good would that be?
Yeah, he'll
You'd have every South Sydney supporter and any rugby league fan in tears.
My dad doesn't remember a lot of stuff.
Mm.
But if you ask him to sing the famous South Sydney victory song, which is not Glory Glory, it's We're All Around the Bar, and he'll sing it. Mm. He'll sing it for us. I guarantee you.
Tell you what, as well, Woogie, if Sats sings the Penrith song, you'll be in tears too. But
for other reasons,
yeah.
Good call. Make sure you watch SAS Australia after our show tonight. On Channel 7 and 7+. It was good, Sammy, to give up his time to have a chat to us tonight on Sports Day.
Yeah,
this is Sports Day. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. Oh, when we come back,
forgot to ask him who wins.
Want me to get him back on the phone?
Get him back.
All right, yeah. When we come back, hot topic. The boys are going to rate the coaches' performances on the teams that didn't make the top eight next on Sports Day.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats.